If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Ron Brown, WGN News anchor, joins us every week on Thursdays to talk about movies, and I've been waiting to hear your review of The Devil Wears Prada 2. Mary saw it, and you saw it, so Give me what you know.
Well, it's 20 years in the making, so that's a long time to wait between sequels, but yeah. Fans who waited this long, I think they're going to be happy about it. Were you happy about it, Mary?
I was, actually. I mean, I wasn't completely blown away, but I don't think I expected to be. I just didn't think it was as funny as the first one.
Right. Yeah, that's fair enough. It's the same screenwriter, the same director, the same all-star A-list cast. Emily Blunt, Stanley Tucci, Anne Hathaway, and, of course, the incomparable Meryl Streep. You can't have a Devil Wears Prada movie without Meryl Streep.
Yeah. And Ron, should I watch the original first before I go see this one this weekend?
I think so. I mean, it's not bad homework. It's a good movie. And I did that. And I'm glad that I did because I was able to get a lot of the throwbacks, a lot of the references to the original, like the two Emilys, the cerulean sweater, the belts that looked the same, except to the, you know, very keen fashion eye. Don't go upstairs at Miranda's. Miranda throwing her coat for others to hang up. Andy scooping up a soup from a ladle before the very unapproving Nigel. All that is in Devil Wears Prada 2. They're throwbacks, and it's a lot of fun when you catch them. And as Mary said, I have to agree, Devil Wears Prada, the first one, is a superior movie.
Ah, interesting. How's Stanley Tucci? Because honestly, he and Meryl Streep will bring me to this movie.
Yeah, they're the same characters, so they didn't change anything about them. That's the kind of the good news, bad news about it, is the good news is they didn't change anything about it. But if you were looking for something fresh and different, I guess that's bad news. But they did not change a winning formula.
Huh. Do you think that people who weren't around or weren't going to movies 20 years ago would want to see it? Like, or, you know, I mean, you're talking maybe a 35-year-old who was 15 probably wasn't wearing or watching The Devil Wears Prada. I don't know.
I think that they could. I mean, streaming, it's so, you know, easy to do.
Oh, yeah.
Just go ahead, stream it, you know, rent it. Watch Devil Wears Prada, and then watch Devil Wears Prada 2. It's a good double bill because it does continue the story. It takes up where the other one leaves off. Meryl Streep is Miranda Priestly. She's the editor of the fictional Runway magazine. It's loosely based on Vogue magazine. And the movie, as a matter of fact, Devil Wears Prada, is based on a 2003 novel by Lauren Weisberger, which was inspired by her experience working for the Vogue editor back in the day. So that's why it seems so similar.
Yeah. And how many brownie points?
I'm giving Devil Wears Prada 2 3.5 stars out of 5 because of its star appeal. I mean, they're just terrific characters, and they make a comeback. And the story is really kind of secondary. It's a commentary on journalism and modern media, but it's just, you know, it's about the characters. It's and they're uncomfortable.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Fit.
And you said you have a very scary movie for me to see.
Oh, yeah, we have time for that. Okay. Yeah, it's Hokum. It's a really good movie from a not Italian, Ireland. He's from Ireland. There you go. Got my eyes crossed there. He's an Irish film director, and he's called Damien McCarthy, and he has a couple of previous movies called Caveat and Oddity. I went back and watched those because I liked this one so much. But Hokum, it's a good old-fashioned ghost or a haunted house story, and it really works on every single level. It takes its time setting up spooky scenes. It sets an eerie tone with its use of sound and silence, light and shadows, and complete darkness effectively. There are long stretches without dialogue, which draws the audience closer and closer into the film. The pacing is expert. The way the scary scenes build and build up with anticipation to a creepy crescendo over and over again. There are some jump scares, but they're well earned. They're not cheap. So I would put Hokum very high on your movie list if you like it when your skin crawls with goosebumps.
Okay, but blood and gore or no?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Then I can watch a scary movie like this.
Yeah, it's all implied, and it's all just the suspense and tension, and you know, camera movements, and the darkness, and a lot of things happen in the darkness and in the shadows. I'm giving Hokum 4 out of 5 brownie points. It stars, you may recognize the star of the movie, Andy Scott, from Parks and Recreation, and also Severance.
Okay, cool.
He plays kind of like a jerk, but he can get away with it because he can do being a jerk very well.
Okay, 4 out of 5 brownie points.
Four out of five. Cool. I liked it a lot, yeah.
Hey, and you sent me some stuff about how many people are going to the movie theaters because I'm kind of concerned that people aren't, but
yeah,
are they?
They are. They're going back to the movies. The movie theater giant Cinemark reported attendance was up in the first quarter of 2026. The company says 24 million people bought movie tickets at its theaters across the U.S., and that is up 17% from this time last year. So that is very good, and I'm happy to hear that people are going back to the movie theater because even though it is expensive and even though there are people with cell phones, it's still a really good experience.
And, you know, Lauren's here, and she is very much a Star Wars fan, and I understand there's a little green baby Yoda that's going to make an appearance on a screen very soon.
So excited.
Yes, there is. The 22nd. You don't have to tell Lauren. She's got it marked on her calendar. She's going to go, right?
I'm actually going to see it the 18th.
Oh, you're getting a preview.
I am. It's really nice having friends that are movie critics.
Fantastic. Yeah, so it's going to be – so maybe we'll have you do the review a day earlier. So
I'll tag team with you. How about that?
All right. You're on.
Okay, and because both of you know that I know nothing about Star Wars, it just wasn't my thing, right? I don't even know. Is it Mandalorian and the Grogu?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
There you go. And the Mandalorian.
And what is the Grogu? What is that?
That's Baby Yoda. Yeah.
Oh, that's the Baby Yoda. Yeah. Okay.
The Mandalorian didn't show up until when, Lauren? You know this.
Well, that was what, 2020?
Yeah, it wasn't an original figure, but did show up in the movies and then had his own TV series with Pedro Pascal on Apple. I think it was Apple TV. And that was very good. I enjoyed the TV series a lot.
So Disney Plus.
Disney Plus, okay. And then, this is a takeoff on that, and I'm expecting it to be very good. The series had movie production value. I mean, I guess it was George Lucas's, if he still owns that, the light and sound special effects people working on that. So.
And Jon Favreau, just so good as a director.
Yeah, he directed the TV series. He'll be directing the movie as well, so. A lot to look forward to.
Yeah, and you said there are some new movies we should stream this month. Give me the list.
Well, the first that I know that you'll want to see is One Battle After Another. You have to wait for that. That'll be on Prime Video. It's been streaming, but it'll be free if you have Prime Video on May 23rd. Also, there's, Kill Bill, The Whole Bloody Affair. That's going to be on May 22nd on Peacock. Wuthering Heights on HBO Max is already streaming right now. Send Help. That's a kind of a bloody one. I don't know if you're going to like that one or not, Lisa.
No. Nope.
That's going to be on Hulu and Disney. Yeah, that's all about the blood. Dead Man's Wire, a Gus Van Sant movie. It's coming to Netflix on May 28th. And One Battle After Another, May 23rd. So a good month for streaming movies if you like to stay home and watch movies while you're eating popcorn.
Yeah. Jump on WGNradio.com and check out everything that Ron Brown posts about movies. You'll love reading his reviews and you'll catch up on everything you need to know. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, you're welcome as always. That's a wrap.